Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it. All right, we're here with Dex. And Dex, what is your favorite and least favorite thing about Richmond?
The people and the people.
I think my favorite part is probably the people.
Okay. What about the people do you like?
There's a lot of different kinds, you know, like if you don't vibe with some people, there's definitely more that you probably do vibe with. And I feel like the general population here is pretty aligned with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a lot of like, I don't know, very chill, very radical, very forward thinking people. If you're in the right spots, like you can definitely find some like problematic people because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I've been pretty lucky about finding like good people here.
Hell yeah. And what's your least favorite thing about Richmond?
The roads.
Yep. So I just thought about that. Yeah.
The damn roads.
What about the roads?
They're just horribly laid out. There's places where you just can't take a left turn. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. I think also being a pedestrian here, not super fun. Almost getting hit, watching others get hit. Watching cars just do dumb things and then realizing, oh, that was a person who made that dumb choice.
Yep.
Doesn't make me feel particularly safe. But you know, we out here.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think I've had like 3 flat tires since I've come to the cities. It's from potholes, it's rough.
Dude, also just like the parking situation. One of my friends has gotten so many parking tickets and then got like a boot on her car, and then like also getting towed, like you have to pay in cash.
Oh,
yeah, like her car got towed and then we got to the lot to pick it up. They're like, you got cash on you? It's like, who the fuck is carrying like $300 some in cash? Damn. Who's doing that? It's kind of absurd.
No, that's a racket. I think I've paid like over $600 of parking tickets in my 3 years I have in my car here in Richmond. It's
not good. It's really not good.
Any other thoughts about Richmond before we let you go?
Pretty cool tattoo scene.
Hell yeah, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, a lot. I think it's like the highest number of tattoo shops per capita.
Yeah.
There's just like a lot of good options to choose from.
Where's your favorite tattoo shop down here?
To be quite frank, I have not gotten most of my tattoos from here, but I have a lot of friends who have like most of their tattoos from Absolute Art.
Oh, that's where it's I like, go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they have a lot of really good people. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who tattoos there. Absolute. I will like also Black Rabbit. I have a tattoo from there that's pretty good that really? I'm a fan of. Music scene's pretty cool. Tattoos, jujitsu. It's all good.
Hell yeah.
It's all good.
I appreciate
what's,
it.
What's your favorite and least favorite part?
Well, my favorite part. So I'm kind of like from suburban hell in Stafford, like an hour north of here. So it's just a bunch of chain restaurants.
Mm.
And so I love like the diverse food scene around
here.
Like I can go have African food one day, have Italian food the next day.
Have you been to Jufro?
Jufro? I have not. What's that?
It's African and Jewish fusion food. It's so good.
Ooh, where's that
so
at?
So good. It's in Chaco Bottom.
Okay.
They have a couple good fusion restaurants in like down that way. They have the Bombay Company.
Okay.
Which is like Indian and Latin food.
Well, that sounds good.
Oh my God. So good.
Hell yeah.
I'm definitely with you on the food part.
And then, well, my least favorite part about Richmond? Okay. Yesterday, this one dude, I went and left and parked, and he kept coming up to my car right when I parked and asked me for money. Like,
no.
I'm like, I'm cool if you just chilling, ask me for money, but you walking up to my car and like knocking on my window, I'm like, bro, like,
get a little space.
Yeah, like, have some social awareness. Like, come on
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I get that. Just over and over again is a little tough to deal with.
Come on, brother.
It's hard enough to say no once, but then having it over and over again is.
See, that's one thing. Once I come to Rich, I would like sometimes give people money. And like when I first came here, I was like, oh yeah, I feel bad. But now, my longer I'm here, I don't give anyone money anymore. I've been so desensitized to it.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of an unfortunate thing that happens to like most people living in a city. It's just like you do kind of get desensitized to. Not only homelessness, but like poverty in general.
100%.
You know, you just kind of are just, I don't know. There's a certain level of resignation where you're just like, well, that's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's just because, like, it feels like there isn't much you can do about it. But there's, like, cool... That's actually another thing that I do like about Richmond is, like, I feel like the activist scene and, like, the kind of, like, abolitionist sort of community engagement scene is, like, pretty active here relative to, like, other places. Like, there's community fridges here. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
There's definitely, like, mutual aid stuff going on. There's, like, a lot of that good stuff. There are some very good people doing very good work.
100%. All right, here with Sarah in Denver. And what is your guys' favorite and least favorite things about Richmond?
Favorite thing? Probably the music.
Yeah, all the stuff to do.
Yeah, like house shows and stuff. Nice.
There's always something going on if you're looking for
something.
What kind of stuff do you all like to do around the city then?
Parties.
Parties, punk shows, shit like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, music and house shows and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what's some of your guys' least favorite things about the city?
Driving.
The roads.
Yeah. What about the roads and driving?
There's a lot of potholes, a lot of one-ways.
The one-ways are, if you don't have, like, you need to have maps on all the time or else you'll end up
lost.
On a one-way.
And sometimes your map doesn't know where a one-way is or, like, says there's a one-way when there isn't a one-way.
Yeah.
Any bad experience while driving, personally?
You just have to really look all the time.
You got hit by a car here as a pedestrian. My boyfriend got hit by a car here as a pedestrian.
Oh, no.
Like,
it's especially scary when you're, a pedestrian.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what were you just crossing? And they just like
turning, like,
they were
right
turning right, and I was on the crosswalk, but I still had the right of way, and then, but I was fine in the end. It was just like,
did you get the insurance back?
No.
Oh, see, that's when you
I didn't have any, like, actual injuries, so I was like, what am I gonna do?
That's when you just gotta lay down so your neck hurts.
Yeah. My legs.
Any other things about Richmond you guys feel like talking about?
Nah.
We like the park, obviously.
Yeah, like,
well, the best and worst part about Richmond, I think the best part is the camaraderie a lot of people feel. And I think that also ties into the worst part, because I think the worst part is, like, how like, the government and stuff treat the people here. Like, I think of all the homeless people or all, like, the fucked up sidewalks and all the people I see in wheelchairs. I don't know how they would get around. And I think that's the worst part, is how, like, they don't really care too much. And the best part is how, in the face of that, like, bullshit and adversity, a lot of people come together. It makes a really good Richmond spirit.
How have you seen people come together in Richmond? What ways?
There was, like, the Bamboo Sidewalk Cafe when they had, like, the whole block party and stuff like that. Just, like, smaller stuff. I really fuck with that. Or, like, I don't know if they do it as much. It's not as big anymore. But, like, the Watermelon Festival that they would have in Carytown. I grew up 20 minutes from here, so I'd always come, like, especially in the summer. And that was just, like, everything to me.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
What was the block party for you were talking about?
I didn't get to go. I saw it on Instagram, but it was some sort of celebration of some sort of... What holiday? The holiday happened recently?
Halloween or...
Maybe Thanksgiving.
Site.
Oh, wait, that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah, that's this
one. I'm not sure. It was some, I saw the post on Instagram from, like, RVA Mag. They said, like, 1,000 people showed out on the sidewalk. It was sick.
And then what are some of the ways that you think the government of Richmond has neglected the people, like you were talking about?
The insane amount of homeless people that, like, are everywhere all the time. I think I've walked down Gray Street and seen multiple different, like, not like chill homeless people, like homeless people screaming and stuff like that, and then the VCU police are there and they just don't do shit. They're over policing in the wrong areas, and they don't really care, I think, as much as they should.
Any other final thoughts about Richmond or anything like that?
I love Richmond. It's a very good city.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sister Plumber, what is your favorite thing about Richmond?
Oh my goodness, I love the people here. I love talking to everybody, because I'm a missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and what we do is we invite everyone to church, and I love talking to people and inviting them and helping them find lasting peace in their life.
Hell yeah. What about the people do you like here in Richmond compared to other places?
I think everyone there's a culture here that is, it's fun, it's lively, it's artistic. Everyone has their own style, and when you get to know people, then you start to get to know, like, their hearts and, like, their personal goals in their lives.
Hell yeah. Any other thoughts you have about Richmond or anything else?
I love the weather today.
It is a very nice day. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's good to meet you.
You too. So, Devin, what is your favorite and worst thing about Richmond?
I would say my favorite part about Richmond is the community that we have here. especially here at VCU, we have such a great community, have so many local events, and even RVA, First Friday, different like sporting events as well. We have amazing parks here, including the one we're in right now, Monroe Park. It's just a wonderful community. I would say the worst thing about it, I would say maybe sometimes Richmond, I mean, especially it being a city, sometimes it gets like a bad reputation just based off of people or places or things that occur in the city. And that's kind of the thing I don't like about Richmond, is just the reputation it gets, because honestly, it's not true at all. Richmond is so much better than what some people say it is about. It's such a wonderful community. Lots of people show lots of different character traits, and it just brings everyone together into such an amazing city here, Richmond.
You talked about the community and some of the events. What are some of the events, the sporting events, and the other just local things that you have liked to go to since you've been here in Richmond?
Yeah, I mean, VCU basketball season has just started. We had our first game on Monday.
Did you go?
I did not because I had school, unfortunately, but I did. I'm pretty sure we did win.
Yes, so, we did. We won by 19.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go Rams.
Joe yeah, Bamisil. Go Rams. Thank goodness.
Joe Bamisil, A-10 player of the year.
Oh, yeah. And VCU's been looking good last season with their basketball team, so this season's going to look really good, especially since a lot of their games are going to be televised now. That has been going on. Let's see what else. I mean, I know Dining Hall usually has a lot of good events as well. Today, actually, also, too, they had a Pause for Stress event for with the University Counseling Services to help kind of ease not just school stress, but also stress that came from election night. And yeah, just a lot of, I know, again, mentioned First Friday as well. Near
what
the
is
Arts.
First Friday?
Yeah, First Friday is the Arts District local event here at RVA, where a lot of local businesses, organizations, restaurants, they come together, share things in relations to the arts. VCU is a wonderful arts community, and so is Richmond. And it just helps promote a lot about the arts, especially over there at the Arts District. I went September and October of this year, and September there was a wonderful drum show that went on. I believe it was on Brook Road by the Arts District. And then October there was a wonderful and cool fire show that had occurred as well, where people were like throwing the flaming sticks up. Doing some cool tricks and whatnot. And there's all sorts of other wonderful pieces of art, and not just like visual art, but also like music and all sorts of other kinds of art as well. So yeah, that's what First Friday is.
Nice. Any final thoughts about Richmond before we let you go?
Yeah, if you ever want to consider either living here in Richmond or going to school, whether it be at VCU, University of Richmond, or just somewhere here around, well, yeah, VCU's better. VCU's better in my opinion. But if you want to go to school around here in Richmond or just live here in Richmond, this is a wonderful place to be. And you're going to find great people here, great places, lots of great local restaurants here, great community, and just it's a wonderful place to be.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Devin. I appreciate
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Have a good cool. one, man. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.